Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. There's been some progress in getting civilians out of war-torn Gaza, says ABC's Melissa Adan.
Hundreds of civilians allowed out of Gaza through the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. But hundreds of Americans and their families are still stuck in Gaza.
We're in a situation where safe passage for wounded Palestinians and foreign nationals to exit Gaza has started.
The White House facing mounting pressure to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
President Biden told a Minnesota fundraiser he thought a humanitarian pause is necessary. Funding for Israel, top of mind on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Mike Johnson wants to go forward with money for Israel if the White House redirects money currently intended to expand the IRS. Republican George Santos is staying in Congress after a vote to expel the New Yorker facing nearly two dozen felony charges failed. This is ABC News. With opening statements done in the trial of a yoga teacher accused of murder in a love triangle, new DNA evidence is expected to be put before the jury today. Caitlin Armstrong is accused of murdering a professional cyclist, Mo Wilson. More from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
After 43 days on the run, U.S. Marshals captured Armstrong working at a hostel teaching yoga. Authorities believe her motive was jealousy, allegedly killing Wilson when she thought Wilson was dating her ex-boyfriend. Armstrong has pleaded not guilty. Her lawyers argue she was never seen in person or on video at the crime scene, and they deny Armstrong was trying to flee when she traveled to Costa Rica.
And Netflix is trying to get you to binge a bit more. The streaming service now says for anyone on its ad-supported tier, if you watch three episodes of a show in a row, you'll get the fourth one ad-free. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15 through December 7.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. Governor Tony Evers' lawsuit against Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature is tied to diversity, equity, and inclusion at the universities of Wisconsin.
The Democratic governor and Attorney General Josh Call filed the suit directly with the state Supreme Court this week. They want the court, with its liberal majority, to overturn committee actions, including the blocking of Universities of Wisconsin pay raises. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wanted those raises halted and claimed the lawsuit would jeopardize 4% raises for non-university state workers. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux called the suit frivolous and an attempt to limit legislative authority. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman called the decision to withhold raises in order to force elimination of diversity, equity, and inclusion programming on campuses unprecedented. And Rothman said it's time for the ordeal of blocking the pay raises to end. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
First cases of CWD and wild deer have been reported in two Wisconsin counties. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirms the first positive test for chronic wasting disease in wild deer in Polk and Trempealeau counties. Both were hunter-harvested three-year does. Polk County will begin a three-year baiting and feeding ban December 1st. Neighboring Barron County will renew its ban already in place. Trempealeau and Jackson counties will also renew existing bans. 58-year-old Western Wisconsin man trapped inside a grain bin died Tuesday. The Barron County Sheriff's Office says the accident happened just south of Barron. After the man was pulled from the bin, he died at the scene despite life-saving measures. Sheriff's office didn't release the victim's name, nor did they say how the man became stuck in the grain bin. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
The parent of a Janesville High School student has been jailed. Police there say a 36-year-old man threatened to come to Parker High School with a gun to confront a school administrator. When the parent later arrived, the school's security resource officer met him outside the school building. After the parent admitted to the officer to having a handgun with him, the officer found the weapon inside the man's vehicle. The parent was booked into the Rock County Jail on counts of disorderly conduct while armed and possession of a firearm in a school zone. And a study from UW-Madison says raking your autumn leaves for disposal might not be the best way to care for your yard.
Professor Paul Koch says mowing those leaves in place as mulch could keep your yard greener in the spring.
We have plots side by side where we mulch the leaves in, right next to ones that we did mulch the leaves in, and the ones that we had the leaves mulched in came out looking better.
He says that leaving leaf piles on the curb could also contribute to unnecessary runoff into storm drains from rotting plant matter. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Frank Lewis Sella Sr., age 90, of Butternut, passed away on Thursday, October 26th. He is survived by his two sons, Frank Sella Jr. of Park Falls and David Sella of Yorkville, Illinois. Survived also by three grandchildren, by six great-grandchildren, along with many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Friday, November 3rd at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation held at the funeral home on Friday from 10 a.m. till the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Frank Lewis Sella Sr., age 90, Butternut. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Cheer on the Prentice Buccaneers in the state volleyball tournament with Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, proud to be a sponsor of this special broadcast. Look forward to 2024 container workshops. Find us at the Phillips Spring Home Sport and Craft Show. Watch Facebook for a holiday gift certificate sale. Discover where nature meets sweet indulgence at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream off Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. And yes, we have ice cream. Congratulations to the Prentice Buccaneers volleyball team from the Crossing Point Cafe in Prentice, Wisconsin. We're cheering you on to victory at the state tournament. Special shout out to our stellar blocker, Kayla Gillette. Swing by for skillets, omelets, fresh salads, and tasty wraps. Truckers, you're welcome too. We're connected to a full service truck stop at the Prentice Travel Center, serving breakfast and lunch daily with dinner on Thursdays and Fridays, featuring our fabulous fish fry with haddock and walleye, paired with a full salad bar. Fuel up for success at the Crossing Point Cafe, located on Granberg Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Go Buccaneers!
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing there today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself? All
good. We're looking for that neighborhood news, Lori, as always. What you got for us today?
All right. This ranch-style home sits on a large lot on the South Fork of the Flambeau River. There's an open concept kitchen, dining room, and living room on the first floor. Also featured on the first floor are two nice-sized bedrooms, a full bath, covered back porch, and front deck overlooking the river. The walkout basement has another large bedroom, three-quarter bath, family room, laundry room, and bonus room. New to the home are 30 solar panels, so the electric bill could be nil. A three-car detached garage and lean-to fits the vehicles, toys, and wood for the fire pit. Walking out toward the river is a nicely landscaped patio area with a natural stone retaining wall. Down the boardwalk is an absolute great place to sit in front of a fire, watch the wildlife, and listen to the rapids of the river. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, we'll check in again later, Lori, for more neighborhood news. Thanks, and have a great day.
You too, Joel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Hi, I'm high school senior Levi Durr. I met one of my best friends while playing hockey for Price Ice Wolves and Team Seal. I'd like to invite kids ages 4 to high school to join hockey. Call Thad at 715-518-3236.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, 980 AM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, well, some cloud cover to start, then gradually clearing into the afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Winds out of the south and southwest, 5 to 10. Turning mostly cloudy tonight, mid-20s. For Friday, a chance for some morning flurries, then clearing into the afternoon up to a high of 43. Looking to stay dry for your Saturday, at least some partial sunshine, low 40s. Chance for some rain showers on Sunday, a high of 41. And then rain becoming more likely into the day on Monday, with highs once again in the lower 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 16.
Get ready for some high school sports action this weekend. The Prentice Lady Buccaneers are headed to the state volleyball tournament Friday. G.A. Miller, your hydraulic hose and fitting specialist for over half a century, is proud to sponsor these talented athletes. Join us in celebrating the Lady Buccaneers' journey to success. And when you require hydraulic expertise, count on G.A. Miller. Celebrate their victory both on and off the court. Go Lady Buccaneers. G.A. Miller, your trusted hydraulic solution.
Explore an array of positions suited to your qualifications and support your local community by working with Price County. We offer job stability with competitive benefits, pay, and advancement opportunities. Your chance to make a difference is here. Apply at co.price.wi.us and seize the opportunity to grow while enriching your community.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers seek out the Arizona Diamondbacks for their first World Series crown.
The Rangers are World Series champions for the first time in their 63-season history, following a 5-0 shutout of the Diamondbacks in Game 5. Texas didn't get its first hit until Corey Seager led off the seventh with a single and moved to third on Evan Carter's double.
It's a group effort. The ability for us to pass the baton mentality all year, you know, we talked about it in spring training, and to be able to carry it over in the biggest moments, you know, we said you don't always have to be the guy that day.
Mitch Garver broke the scoreless tie with an RBI single one batter later. The Rangers tacked on four in the ninth as Jonah Heim hit a run-scoring single and scored on Marcus Semien's two-run homer. Winning pitcher Nathan Eovaldi worked around four hits and five walks over six innings. I'm Dave Ferry.
In the NHL, winners included Buffalo, Dallas, Colorado, and Anaheim. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics earn a 51-point win over the Indiana Pacers.
The Boston Celtics used a blistering start to pull away from the Indiana Pacers, winning 155-104 on Wednesday night to remain unbeaten. One game after blowing out the Wizards in Washington, the Celtics return home and beat the Pacers even worse, opening a 20-point lead by the second quarter, then 30 in the third and 53 in the fourth.
Correspondent Gethin Coolball reporting. Other winners included Portland, Toronto, Atlanta, Brooklyn, Cleveland, New Orleans, Houston, Minnesota, Dallas, Utah, Golden State, and the LA Lakers. And in college basketball, former head coach Bob Knight has died. Knight led the Indiana Hoosiers to three NCAA championships. He was among college basketball's winningest coaches with 902 victories. This is SRN Sports.
The Texas Rangers are World Series champs for the first time in franchise history. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They blanked Arizona 5-0 last night to win the series 4-1. Corey Seager had two hits, was named series MVP. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst told reporters Wednesday night the team needs more time to evaluate Jordan Love.
You know, we got 10 games left. He's going to be very important 10 games. And, you know, I think he's done a lot of really good things. Really like the way he's responded to the adversity, how he's led the team. Again, we got to be better as a unit. I expect that to happen over the next 10 games. And, you know, we're going through some things that we knew we would go through. You know, we haven't had the results we want, but I do like the way the guys are responding to things.
Rasul Douglas joined his new teammates in Buffalo yesterday, a day after being traded by the Packers for a third-round pick. Carrington Valentine and Corey Ballantyne are both ready to assume bigger roles, but Valentine said no doubt they lost a good one in Douglas.
You know, we took a blow. You know, it stung a little bit, but at the end of the day, you got to keep going. You still got a lot of season left to go, and you just got to keep going. And you can't just, you know, sitting there and being complacent and dwelling on something isn't going to get you better.
Bucks got blasted by the Raptors 130-111 in Toronto last night. Malik Beasley led the way with 20. 2-2 Bucks host the Knicks tomorrow night. Badger men's basketball team knocked off Division III Stevens Point 87-44 in an exhibition at the Kohl Center last night. A.J. Store led the way with 14. Connor Asijan off the bench with 11. Head coach Greg Gard.
He's not bashful, that's for sure, but he's one of those guys that you let him shoot it. If he thinks he's proven it enough. His numbers in practice are really good, too. He's in the 40s for the volume he takes from three. To shoot it at that level in live action is good. And so, yeah, if he likes it, he's got the green light to shoot it.
Badgers open the season against Arkansas State on Monday. College basketball world mourning the loss of legendary Indiana coach Bob Knight. He died Wednesday at the age of 83. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I went and visited my parents recently. My parents have a real fat cat. It's real fat. People point it out, you know? They walk in, they're like, man, that cat's fat. And it feels rude, you know? Like, he doesn't speak English, but we do, so maybe don't say that. And they're just, you know, they're like, what are y'all feeding this cat? You're like, whatever you feed a cat, dude. I don't, like, normal cat food stuff. We pour a bowl. He eats it. Like, if he eats eight birds outside, he doesn't tell us. You know? He's not like, oh, I ate out tonight. I'm good. And then they're like, well, y'all should do something. You're like, what do you think we're not doing? Do you think he has a gym membership and we don't drive him to the gym? He's a cat. That's his gym membership. He's a cat. I watched him jump from the ground on top of the refrigerator. That's like if I jumped on top of a school bus from the ground. Like if I did that, you're not going to be like, well, you still could lose a little bit, you know?
Wake up with us and feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Turned 35 last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray.
changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense. Yeah, he gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends and a new wave, but he's just too freaking old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy
keeps going. There's more.
Only the best. Only the best.
Right here.
98Q Country.
Rider, quarter horse, my tractor's right here.
2nd of November, we've got Prentice Volleyball, State Volleyball tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here. We're going to talk all things Shawamigan right now. Oh, by the way, Kyle Croner, District Administrator, is with us today. Kyle, in case you didn't know, the Butterball Turkey Hotline officially opens today.
Ooh.
So people can either
exciting.
People can either call the hotline or they could call right now and ask you your turkey making tips. Are you?
You got to cook it until that little thermometer thing pops out, right?
It's about all I got. In the oven, put that in there, it pops. I trust it, right?
Yep, gotta trust it
exactly. So. All right, let's get updated. What's going on at the Shawamigan schools today?
Well, you know, so this week we had, and last week after we talked last, we had our community conversation. We had about 80 people in attendance on our first night.
Nice.
It was a little less on our second night. And so we were really excited to get the feedback about the district, and we'll be working on our strategic plan based on that information we received. So just a little bit of an update there from the last time we talked about that. We are looking for a full-time bus driver, regular route drivers, early learning center assistant teachers. So, you know, we still have a few job openings out there. Believe it or not, Joel, today is the end of the first quarter.
Oh, yeah.
We're a quarter of the way through.
That means parent-teacher conferences are coming up, right?
Parent-teacher conferences are coming up. And a very important reminder for everybody out there, tomorrow is an in-service day. So there's no school for the children in the district.
Wow. Nice.
So they get they can be watching the volleyball game and cheering on the conference rival.
Yeah, you bet.
So,
you bet.
A couple of other items. We have a mini garage sale tomorrow, November 3rd, from 8 until noon. We've got some tables, desk parts, a few miscellaneous items. And if folks want to take a look at those items, they are posted. I believe we have a post up on our social media. And they can enter at the district office door in the front of the South Campus building and inquire in the district office. And again, we're going to do that from 8 until noon tomorrow. Just some surplus items to get rid of.
Sure.
Our Marawood All-Conference Band and Choir for our high school is going to be November 7th, so next week on Tuesday. November 7th and 9th are parent-teacher conferences from 4 to 7:30 at Shawamigan High School. November 10th, very important day. That is when we're going to be doing our Veterans Day program at South Campus at 8:30 a.m. So once again, we invite the public to that event, our Veterans Day program at South Campus Gymnasium at 8:30 a.m. on November 10th. A couple other items, Shawamigan North Campus, our middle school in Glidden Elementary. November 6th, Seal a Smile is going to be in the district. November 7th and 8th, Glidden Elementary parent-teacher conferences from 4 to 8. And November 8th and 9th, Shawamigan Middle School parent-teacher conferences from 4 to 7:30 p.m. November 22nd. Through the 24th, toward the end of this month, a little bit of a Thanksgiving break. They threw that in there kind of out of order here, Joel. November 10th, we've got a middle school dance at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And then finally, our Park Falls Elementary School, Mrs. Barberland will be contacting parents, schedule conferences. That's November 6th and 8th from 4 to 7:30. Again, November 6th and 8th from 4 to 7:30. And, you know, this week we had our parade of costumes. Talked about that last week, a little bit of Halloween. It was good to see all the kids dressed up. Believe it or not, sports, although we've had a couple weeks off, girls basketball practice starts on November 6th.
Monday. Yeah,
all right. I know you're a basketball fan, Joel. You're probably getting excited.
I'll be on there. I'll be having the stripes on this year helping out. So
I have one other message I want to pass on.
Yeah.
The Schwamigan Leo Club. It's a club that works with it's a youth organization working with the Lions Club International. So the Schwamigan Leo Club is going to invite the public to learn more about technology. They're going to have the first gathering. It's a Learn to Connect program. Their first gathering is in room 117th of the high school on Wednesday, November 29th from 9:45 to 10:30. And folks can bring in their phones, their computers, and ask questions. And the Leo Club will try to answer. Again, it's a Learn to Connect program. Apparently, there was a group doing this before COVID.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be bringing this back. With this student organization called the Leo Club.
Very nice, very nice. And if you walk down the halls of the schools, you may hear from the choir and band department just faint Christmas there. I'm sure they're starting to practice their Christmas songs. Yeah,
so at our community conversation, we did have the pep band in for that, and then we had the Madrigal singers in as well one of the nights. So, I'm starting to hear that. My daughter's in choir. She talks a little bit about the music, so...
Christmas time is always a fun time to be around schools. It is. Kids are excited and just a lot of great activities. So.
Although, let's wait until after Thanksgiving before we officially turn the music on.
All right. I'm with you. Thank you, Kyle. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for our Shawamigan Schools. He updates us each Thursday morning on what's going on with our Shawamigan School District. All right. So, again, we will have Prentice Volleyball tomorrow morning at 9. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman, the call of that contest. Tomorrow morning, and should they win that, they would play again Saturday morning at 9. So taking on conference rival Wausau Newman tomorrow morning. The Butterball Hotline is open, by the way, in case you're cooking your turkey 3 weeks ahead of time. 3 weeks from today, right, is Thanksgiving. Got a little bit early. It's a weird Thanksgiving calendar this year because Thanksgiving is always on the fourth Thursday of the month. And we have a fifth Thursday of the month this year. So Thanksgiving technically is, I guess, a little bit early this year. Of course, the beginning of the 9-day gun deer season will be 2 weeks from Saturday already, the 18th. We'll be back on the air with the Deer Hunters Roundup. We have a little bit of a varied schedule this year because we have Bucks basketball and other stuff to work around. We will still have the show on daily. Every day except for Thanksgiving of the gun deer season. But it may be a couple of the days might be a little earlier or a little later. What's great about this year's show is we make it very easy for you to listen. You can listen on the radio, of course. But if you're out and about, we've got it on your phone, too. You can download the Civic Media app, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media app, and listen to 98Q on your phone for this year's Deer Hunters Roundup. What else here? Legendary college basketball coach Bobby Knight passed away yesterday at the age of 83. He was a surly man, wasn't he? I don't think there's any doubt about that. He was in my heyday of watching college basketball, the Gophers, Badgers, and he was an interesting character. He later admitted, but he had some anger management issues, and he dealt with it a little bit later on. He was an emotional coach, of course, famous for the video of throwing. There was a technical foul called, and then he took a chair and launched it across the floor. And that was him. That was him. 83 for Bobby Knight. What else have we got going on here? Packers Sunday at noon. I think we've said this before in the morning show. We knew going into the season the Packers were a young team. We knew what was probably going to happen this year. You know, always hope that your team will surpass expectations. But the Packers are exactly what kind of we thought they would be, a young team. They did not go out and make any big moves at the trade deadline, which if you're a team rebuilding, you just get draft picks. They traded a guy and got a couple draft picks. And so they're just looking to build. They're still trying to figure out if Jordan Love is the guy. I think you got to give them the rest of the season, right? Or at least through like week 14 or 15. And if it's not going the way you want it for the Packers, then you put in the backup guy, which people are already calling for, of course. But you got to give him a little bit of time here because most rookies, Love's technically not a rookie, but he is. Those first few games, you know, can be a little bit tough. He's got a long way to go, though, doesn't he? He does. But his receivers haven't been helping him out a whole lot. The big question, I pose this question to you. You put the Viking wide receivers with Jordan Love, and he would be better because they would probably have made some of the catches that the Packer wide receivers aren't making. But I don't know if that's totally the issue. I think there's a recognition, there's just a certain recognition and a visual thing for the great quarterbacks where they just have that ability to look, to drop back to pass, and they see it. They see this happening, this happening, this happening, and they're able to do. Whereas the quarterbacks who are extremely athletic can throw the ball very well but don't have that visual, it seems like they wait for a guy to be open rather than throwing to get a guy open. You know what I mean? Where a guy comes out of a break pattern and they trust him and they throw it. It seems like the younger quarterbacks and Jordan Love, they throw to a guy that he knows has already kind of broken out of the pattern, has stopped, and then they throw it. So it's subtle different. There's not much in the NFL. The worst team and the best teams in the NFL, there's just not a whole lot of difference here. Comes down to a couple plays, completed pass in the red zone. Every week it's different. We thought San Francisco was the best team in football. Now they're all banged up and they're struggling. We thought Kansas City was great. We're not sure if Patrick Mahomes was just sick last week, if that's why they stunk, but they stunk. Philadelphia is still pretty good, but they've been struggling a little bit lately. So it's week to week in the NFL. If you're wagering on any NFL games, you are a fool. I hope you're doing it just for entertainment's sake, because if you're doing it with any confidence at all, it is a fool's confidence is what it is. Tomorrow, I will be broadcasting from Kyle Repair tomorrow. They're having a big open house all day from 8 to 4. They are a Ponzi parts dealer and certified. You know, they do all the service for Ponzi and stuff. And we're going to be there. They're doing free lunch tomorrow. They're giving away a $500 fuel card. A $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. So I hope you'll stop on by 1000 4th Avenue North, Park Falls. I'll be there from 11 to 1 telling you about all the stuff they do. Ponzi, a leader in the forestry industry and specializing in, cutting to length right at the job site. And we'll learn more about, you and I will learn more about Kyle Repair tomorrow morning during our live broadcast after the Prentice volleyball game tomorrow morning, which starts at 9 o'clock.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CAR.
Get ready, Prentice. The Prentice Lady Buccaneers are headed to the state volleyball tournament this weekend. Proudly supported by IMR, Industrial Machining and Repair on Air Park Drive in Prentice. IMR is your one-stop shop for precision CNC machining, welding and fabrication, SolidWorks and MasterCam design, rapid prototyping, and custom cylinder manufacturing. Join us in celebrating the Lady Buccaneers and their journey to victory with IMR's dedication to excellence. For all your manufacturing and fabrication needs, IMR has you covered. Celebrate their triumph on and off the court. Go Lady Buccaneers! IMR, your CNC machining and fabrication champions.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last
last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the Holla-deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 50% on custom holiday cards, save 50% on custom invitations, and save 50% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples Holla-deals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho, it's about saving do-do-do. Save 50% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Hence 1216, visit staples.com/print for more details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, well, some cloud cover to start, then gradually clearing into the afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Winds out of the south and southwest, 5 to 10. Turning mostly cloudy tonight, mid-20s. For Friday, a chance for some morning flurries, then clearing into the afternoon up to a high of 43. Looking to stay dry for your Saturday, at least some partial sunshine, low 40s. Chance for some rain showers on Sunday, a high of 41. And then rain becoming more likely into the day on Monday, with highs once again in the lower 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 16.
Your radio's found the right place.
You guys have so much music.
One great song after another.
Give me another hit.
98Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this so forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. For new.